You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and I welcome to our Innis News. The City Party Committee, People's Committee, authorities at all levels, agencies and units, especially heads, must focus on a number of key tasks of this year with the spirit of accelerating, making breakthroughs, creating a premise for double-digit growth, as directed by the central government, preparing to enter a new era with the whole country. Those are some of the contents mentioned by Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Do Thanh Binh at a briefing on the situation of the Lunar New Year 2025, which took place on the first working day after the Lunar New Year holiday. On the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, from many different sources, Kansas City spent over 100 billion Vietnam Dong to take care of more than 125,000 people to celebrate the Spring Festival. Agencies, units, and enterprises also paid salaries, debt bonuses, and policies for employees in a timely and compliant manner, with an average of 5.65 million Vietnam Dong. Goods supply was diverse without sudden price increase. The city also organized many entertainment activities. During the third holiday, the city welcomed about 342,000 visitors. In general, all levels and sectors organized it in accordance with the spirit of the direction of the Secretariat and Prime Minister. Yesterday afternoon, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Do Thanh Binh, together with the delegation of leaders of the City Party Committee, the People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kansas City, and departments, continued to visit and offer their wishes to a number of units and businesses in the city. The delegation visited Gunter International Airport, Power Generation Corporation No. 2, Hiệp Tài Limited Liability Company, and Tây Đô Limited Liability Company. At the destinations, representatives of units and businesses reported to the delegation on the operation situation in 2024 and direction for 2025. On behalf of the delegation, Secretary Do Thanh Binh kindly visited, encouraged, and acknowledged the contributions of units and businesses to the development of Kansas City. The delegation of city leaders led by Standing Deputy Secretary of the City Party Committee Phan Văn Hiếu, also Chairman of the People's Council, yesterday morning visited Kansas City Development Investment Fund, or Cardiff Investment Joint Stock Company, and Kansas Lottery, one member limited liability company. At each destination, Standing Vice Secretary Phan Văn Hiếu acknowledged and appreciated the performance of the units and sent his best wishes to leaders and workers. The Standing Deputy Secretary hoped that the units would maintain the pace of development, promote the spirit of solidarity, gradually overcome difficulties, strive to operate effectively, and successfully complete the production and business tasks in 2025, contributing to the socio-economic development of the city. In addition to production and business activities, the units need to perform well in social security work and pay attention to taking good care of the lives of workers. Standing Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Dương Tấn Hiển and leaders of various units also visited, encouraged, and extended their wishes to production and business units and enterprises on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. The delegation visited and wished a happy new year to Cantor Seafood Import Export Joint Stock Company, Saigon Tây Đô Beer Beverage Joint Stock Company, and Hậu Giang Pharmaceutical Joint Stock Company. At the visited locations, representatives of the enterprises briefly reported on the production and business activities in 2024 and the development plan orientation in 2025. On February 3rd, or the sixth day of the Lunar New Year, the delegation of the Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, and Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kansas City visited V-Ship Kansas Joint Stock Company. Standing Vice Chairman Dương Tấn Hiển provided general information about the city's socio-economic situation in 2024 and orientations for the new year, 2025, in which had the contribution of V-Ship Kansas. Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển congratulated and acknowledged the unit's achievements in the past year, especially in the payment of 1,300 billion Vietnam dong for site clearance. Dozens of large enterprises came to loan and site investment cooperation with an area of nearly 50 hectares of land in Visip area. According to a report by the Civil Aviation Authority of Vietnam, during the Lunar New Year holiday 2025, the number of passengers passing through airports nationwide reached approximately 3.6 million passengers, an increase of 16% over the same period in 2024. However, according to the assessment of the Civil Aviation Authority of Vietnam, during the peak period of Lunar New Year, flights were often delayed, mainly due to unfavorable weather conditions when fog and low clouds appeared and overloaded infrastructure at airports, mainly in the north. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.